The question on everyone's mind as they evacuated inland, I think, was, is history about to repeat?
We won't help! We won't help!
Gustav hasn't hit yet, but inevitably people will compare the response to this storm to the Katrina response 3 years ago. 3 years ago, the poorest and most vulnerable were left to fend for themselves. The hastily improvised shelter at the Superdome was a disaster. People were living on highway bridges for days. Some of the sick died in hospital beds and in nursing homes. And the director of FEMA was completely unaware of the situation. The president merely flew over in his airplane. This time, there has been mass exodus. The poorest and most vulnerable had buses and trains at the ready. This time, the Superdome is a staging area for the National Guard. This time, the sick and infirm are long gone. This time, the director of FEMA was here days ago. And on this day, the president was at FEMA headquarters. He'll be in Texas tomorrow, in New Orleans, when conditions permit.
We'll face this emergency together.
Everyone is saying here, for God's sakes, not another Katrina. We'll learn in the next couple of days if government learned from its mistakes.
Starting this Monday, it's the Republicans' turn to make history, and all eyes again turn to Charlie Gibson, Diane Sawyer, and George Stephanopoulos for the Republican Convention, starting Monday on ABC, presented with limited commercials by Verizon Wireless.